piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. My mother used to make these turnovers that she would fill with all kinds of fruit, apricots, peaches. They were delicious, of course. And she'd say, there's nothing in the world like an RC and a moon pie. These are moon pies. I mean, they're half moon pies, right?
Now, did she fry them?
She did both. She fried them and sometimes she baked them.
Most turnovers are baked, but then there's also these turnovers that are actually fried pies.
Yeah,
they're so good.
When she fried them, she did them in a black iron skillet.
And lard, I bet.
Yeah, with lard. Mm-hmm. They were superb no matter which way she made them. It seems like every cuisine around the world has a turnover of some sort.
I think that's absolutely true. The pastry is going to be different. Like if we look at the Chinese quote-unquote turnover, we're going to find dumplings, flour and water for the dough. Sure. But the fillings, and these are savory. The fillings are so delicious. It's mostly pork, but flavored in so many different ways. And the pot stickers, you know, that we can get at restaurants, they're a kind of turnover.
How about calzones?
Calzone, the Italian calzone, which is typically a yeast dough, is certainly a turnover, filled with mozzarella cheese. It's filled with ham, prosciutto. Think anything good and put it inside of a dough and wrap it up and seal it and either bake it or fry it. That's a turnover.
What about the Russians? No.
The Russians have many different kinds. They have piroshki, which are individual. When I was growing up in Shanghai, my Russian grandmother would make piroshki with a yeast dough with a ground beef filling, very moist ground beef filling, and she fried them. You would eat them out of hand. But I've seen recipes for piroshki using a regular pie dough, flour, butter, and or shortening, and water. And then that would be used to encase a meat filling. I don't like those nearly as much as the fried yeast dough because the texture of the yeast dough interacts so nicely with that creamy meat mixture, and then you have that lovely outer shell that's fried.
Well, you know, maybe it's a matter of, for the fruit ones, you might prefer a baked
For a fruit filling, I like both of them. And you can use cherries, you can use apples, any kind of fruit, pears. But make sure your pastry is really good. Use a butter pastry for that. I've seen pastry for fried pies, which absolutely puzzle me. I happened to watch this by accident on the Food Channel the other day. It had a lot of flour, and then it had shortening. It had 6 cups of flour and 1 cup of shortening. I said, that's too little. It was all held together with buttermilk and eggs and then rolled really thin. And I thought, well, what is this? This is almost like a biscuit dough, but rolled really thin. But it was, I think, meant to be fried. And I didn't taste it. They looked just fine. It seemed really strange to me. So you have a lot of latitude with doughs. And then, of course, we have here our pasties.
Well, yeah.
Which are a fabulous turnover.
With that particular turnover, you've got the issue of the strength of the container to hold these potatoes and this
and the meat.
Chopped flank steak and onions and so on and so forth. It has to be fairly robust, that dough. It can get too heavy. It can get too intense, don't you think?
If you know how to make them, and I learned from Carol Williams how to make pasties, I rendered my own lard because she wanted lard, and we just had flour and lard and salt and water, and we made pretty large turnovers. I mean, they were like about 8 or 9 inches long, so the circles of dough were dinner plate size. The pastry held together just fine. The thing is, you can't roll it too thin. It can't be a 16th of an inch.
You can't get them
it's got to be at least an 1/8 of an inch. But that's fine because you have so much filling. It worked out really well. Regular pie dough is really important to know how to make if you're going to make a turnover.
Well, I think so, yeah.
For every cup of flour, you need 1/3 cup of fat and about 1/2 teaspoon of salt and just enough water to hold together. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want a sturdier pie dough, then have as part of your liquid an egg yolk.
I see.
I would put an egg yolk in a little container, beat it up with a fork, and then add, say, 3 to 4 tablespoons of water. And then you could add that to your dry ingredients. This is for 1 cup. You'll want to make more. See how it holds together, and then you can always adjust the consistency.
Nobody's going to make one turnover.
No. No, well, I said 1 cup of flour. I think you're going to do at least 3 cups of flour. And so that's your basic pie dough.
You can put into that what? Just about anything.
Any kind of filling.
Yeah, vegetable fillings.
Cooked vegetables, great. Mushrooms, wonderful.
Leeks.
Cooked leeks. Leeks and mushrooms.
Yeah.
They make a great tart, but that also make a great turnover. And cooked apples. Wedges of apples cooked with some sugar and some cider till tender. A little bit of cinnamon.
Somehow I didn't say that because I thought it was too obvious.
No.
Sort of the essential turnover.
Yes, absolutely. Apples are the essential pie.
And there's lots of things that are essential in this world. And for you, it's coming back every week to
The Food Guys. Guys.